Heavenly Father, be in my speaking and in our listening, that together we may bring glory to your name. Amen. In this unpredictable life of ours, it's so important for our well-being, our confidence, and our sense of self-esteem that we should feel secure and loved, isn't it? Children especially need, ideally, to grow up in a family where the parents love one another and where they feel safe and assured that their parents will love them no matter what they do. If the parents should threaten to withhold their love as a punishment for disobedience, the children won't feel secure, and they'll then strive to earn their parents' love. This will harm their development and their future relationships, as they'll always be unsure as to whether they've done enough to deserve to be loved and accepted, not only by their parents, but by everyone with whom they come into contact. I think the same thing is true in our spiritual lives. God wants us, as his spiritual children, to know that he loves and accepts us, not because of our performance, but through the death of Jesus Christ on our behalf. He wants us to know that we are eternally secure in our salvation, even when we fail and sin. As a loving Father, he will discipline us for our good so that we may share in his holiness, but he won't withdraw his love or cast us off as his children. It's important for our spiritual growth and development that we know and feel that our salvation is secure forever. It's so sad that sects like the Jehovah's Witnesses teach that members can lose their salvation if they sin, if they fail to follow the rules, do their share of door knocking and so on. They're condemned to a life of striving and never really knowing whether they've done enough. Try asking one of them if they're saved. Their answer will be, "Not yet, but I'm working on it." Our reading from John's Gospel this morning emphasizes the absolute security of every child of God. It teaches that Jesus' sheep are eternally secure for three reasons. Firstly, because the Father gave them to Jesus. Secondly, because Jesus gives them eternal life. And thirdly, because both the Father and Jesus keep them. So our protection as his sheep is rooted in the close relationship between Jesus and his Father. "I and the Father are one," he says. God the Father gave us to Jesus. As Paul writes to the Ephesians, "He chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love." The Bible teaches that our salvation isn't our doing. We aren't Jesus' sheep because we decided to believe. We decided to believe because we were Jesus' sheep. As Paul goes on to say, "He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will." But what about the Jewish leaders? Jesus tells them that they don't believe because they don't belong to his sheep. Is he saying that therefore they have no chance ever to believe because they were not chosen before the foundation of the world? It's something I've always struggled with, this concept of predestination. I thought of an illustration while I was pulling out weeds in the churchyard yesterday. Some weeds yielded easily to the slightest pull, whilst others, which had put down their tap roots in all the wrong places, like under heavy rocks or gravestones or fences, they couldn't be pulled out no matter how hard I heaved. Maybe the Jewish leaders were like this, so firmly embedded in their own chosen environment that nothing would budge them, not even miracles. Many times in John's Gospel, Jesus emphasized to unbelievers their inability to believe in him despite all the evidence of his words and his miraculous works. We all know people who choose not to believe. So does this mean that God hasn't given them the ability to believe? Why would he do that? Maybe it's something to do with pride. Maybe skeptics need to be stripped of their proud self-confidence. They think that they have the ability to believe when they choose. Just tell us plainly if you're the Messiah, Jesus, and then we'll believe, say the Jewish leaders. But that's not how it works, is it? Surely if a skeptic were able to come to Christ through his intellect or by deciding to believe of his own free will, he would come in pride, which is opposed to gospel repentance and surrender, isn't it? Maybe this is why Jesus emphasizes, "You do not believe because you are not of my sheep." Anyway, the point for us is that firstly, we are secure because the Father gave us to Jesus. Secondly, we're secure because Jesus gives us eternal life. It's a gift that wasn't merited or earned, not a wage in payment for good works. Because of our sins, we deserved his wrath, but he gave us eternal life. But how can we know if we've received this gift? The passage tells us that we can know if we believe in Jesus as our Saviour, we hear his voice, he knows us, and we follow him as our shepherd. Believing in him isn't, of course, just believing he is who he claimed to be, but committing our eternal destiny to what he did for us on the cross, paying the penalty that we deserved for our sins. And hearing his voice doesn't mean an audible voice, but that the testimony to him and about him in the Bible rings true to our hearts and we become obedient from the heart to his teaching. And Jesus knows us if we have a close personal relationship with him. We continually seek to know him better and we obey his word. So we can know that Jesus has given us eternal life if we have received it as a gift through faith in him, if we obey his voice, have a relationship with him, and follow him. Thirdly, we're secure because both the Father and Jesus keep us. Eternal life is, by definition, eternal, not temporary. Jesus says, "I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." If we could lose it or be snatched away, then it wouldn't be eternal. We're all members of Christ's body. No one is able to cut off a member of Christ's body. And he's caused us to be born again. We can't get unborn. But no doubt we all know people who seemed to be Jesus' sheep, but they fell away. They may now deny the Saviour they once professed to believe in. Are they still saved then, we might ask? Only God knows their hearts, but I think we can know this. If they truly possessed eternal life, they're bound to be uneasy and miserable in their sin and unbelief. If they can be comfortable in sin and be indifferent about denying Christ, then they're not giving evidence of being his sheep. If they're miserable, we can urge them to repent and receive God's forgiveness. The minute they do, they can be reassured that they are Christ's sheep and he will keep them into eternity. Jesus promises that the Father will also keep his sheep. "My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand." So, as Jesus' sheep, we have double protection. Jesus has us in his hand, and the Father has his hand around Jesus' hand. So a thief would have to get through both these omnipotent layers of protection to steal Jesus' sheep. Our salvation doesn't depend on our performance, but rather on Jesus' promise and on his and the Father's power. The way I see it is this. If our salvation were based on anything in us, then we could undo it. In that case, if we sinned or lost our faith, we'd lose our salvation. But if our salvation rests on the fact that the Father gave us to Jesus before the foundation of the world, and that Jesus freely gives us eternal life apart from anything we can do, and if Jesus and the Father are guarding us and promise that we'll never perish, then our salvation is secure forever. If we understand this doctrine of eternal security and stand firm in it, then we'll be freed from all unnecessary guilt, anxiety, and striving to do better, assured of our salvation. Good thoughts, good words, and good actions will simply come as a natural consequence of God working within us. We'll be able to reach out in love to others, secure in the knowledge of who we are in Christ, and with his Holy Spirit empowering and guiding us. This will lead to a holy life as we stay close to Jesus and become more and more like him as the years go by. Amen.